Hey, this is How Leaders Replenish with Amy Gustafson, and I wanted to share with you today why I started this podcast. I'm a pastor, a wife and mom of three, and a few years into pastoring, I had a young female resident doctor ask if we could meet. So I met with her later that week for coffee, and she shared the demands of her role as a resident. She said that she worked many hours, she was also on call, and many nights when she was on call, she did get called in and would get very few hours of sleep. She also said that her husband had told her that he wanted to start having children soon, and she was a little bit alarmed by that, wondering how she was going to handle working this full-time, very demanding career and having a child. I was able to mentor her and be a friend to her through that journey. We developed a beautiful relationship that's continued to this day. And it has been fun to see her succeed in her journey of a full-time career of a doctor. She has three amazing kids and a thriving marriage. And there have been other women throughout this time that have that professional demanding career and they want to have this amazing family life. And I find so many women coming just saying, oh, could you give me a pointer on this? Could you give me advice in this? And so my goal for this podcast is that I would be able to be a mentor and a friend to you during your journey. You know, I also have had some tough seasons going through. I've been a pastor with my husband for the last 14 years, and I've had some tough seasons that I have gone through, and I wish that I would have had more coaching and more mentoring during those times. I did get some, but not as much as I would have liked to have. Have you ever felt that way, that you would just love to have someone who's walked through whatever you're going through share with you how they made it through their journey? That is my goal on this podcast. I am going to be interviewing some amazing women who have walked the journey and shared little tips, wisdom, guidance, things that they had worked for them as they've been going through the daily demands of life that have helped them overcome and succeed. I'm excited to share those interviews with you, share experience from my life with you. And so my question for you is, do you have a coach to encourage you and help you find joy through your journey? I would love and be honored to be that person in your life to help you have replenishment ideas each week, relationship ideas, and other wisdom to help you discover more joy and more peace for your life. I do have a favorite verse from the Bible I'd love to share with you, and it's Psalm 65:11. You crown the year with a bountiful harvest, even the hard pathways overflow with abundance. And I think that so exemplifies life. We have mountains and valleys. We have ebbs and flows. There are great seasons we go through, and then there are challenging seasons we go through. God has a desire for you. He's given you a plan and a purpose for your life. He created you for an amazing reason. There are going to be hard times you're going through, and God's goal is for us to make it through those hard times so that we end up in His goodness and His abundance. It may be a hard season we're going through right now, but God wants us to get through to the victory on the other side. And so my prayer for this podcast is that it will help you get the victory as you're going through the good and the rough times of life. I want to challenge you to take time to replenish for yourself this week. Take a few minutes to get filled up on the inside, whether that's reading a book, listening to something peaceful, maybe doing a meditation app. Do something to replenish yourself a little bit at least each day and enjoy your relationships. And remember that you are made for greatness.